time to wake up, sweetie.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Did you sleep okay?
Yeah, even with the bone gag.
Aww, good boy. See, I told you you'd get used to it. Here, let me open your cage. Mommy has a big day planned for you, puppy. Oh, no, don't worry. You're not in trouble, I promise. Here, just come on out. Come crawl to your collar like Mommy taught you. Good boy! There you go. Such an obedient boy today. And now your paws. Good. And the other one. Perfect. Now, face down. You didn't expect Mommy to forget your tail, did you? And there. Much better. Much smoother, too. I think you may have loosened up a bit back there. Or... At least it's much easier without you struggling. But we learned our lesson about that, didn't we? Aw, baby, don't look away. Mommy knows her puppy can't help himself sometimes. I forgave you after your spanking, don't worry. How many times have I told you now? As long as you do what Mommy says, there's nothing to be afraid of. Now, let's take off that gag and... Do you remember what to do, boy?
What? What do you think you're looking at up here? My boots, puppy! How many times do I have to teach you? You crawl to your collar, get your paws and tail, and then kiss each of my...
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. No, don't cry. Come here. I know. Shh, it's not your fault. This is exactly what I wanted to talk to you about today. I've been going about this all wrong, haven't I? I'm sorry, pet. I know. I never should have given you so much freedom to begin with. See, Mommy thought that if she kept you in a cage, you'd learn to depend on her. And... Oh, don't worry, baby. I'm not criticizing you. Oh, Mommy knows you've made lots of progress already. I mean, remember the beginning? You were such a brat, weren't you, boy? Screaming at me, refusing to eat. How many days was it before you were finally ready for your bowl? 3! And then 1 more since I decided to make you beg for it, right? Hey, there, don't be embarrassed. Stop squirming, just let Mommy pet you. I said, hold still. Better. The point is, you've come a long way from that angry, deluded little boy. Haven't you? The problem is just, well, even now. Look at you. Always so withdrawn. You should be panting with excitement when Mommy comes to play with you. But I figured it out. Don't worry. The problem is the cage, isn't it? You have far too much time to yourself in there. You forget your lessons, get distracted, think for yourself. And Mommy's told you how dangerous that is, hasn't she? After all, you still remember what happened the time you tried to escape, don't you? Good boy. Mommy thought so. So, from now on, are you ready, puppy? From now on, Mommy's decided to train you 24/7. Doesn't that sound nice? Well, how would puppy know? You don't even know what it means, do you? For one, it means you get to wear your collar, paws, and tail all the time. It's well past time we weaned you off your fingers anyway. Don't think Mommy hasn't heard you touching yourself at night. That's got to stop. No, I won't cage it. I promise not to, as long as you eat your dinner, remember? And Mommy never lies, does she, boy? Mm-hmm. So, you just keep cleaning your bowl every meal and Mommy will take care of your naughty puppy needs. Hey, hey, you're squirming again. Come on, would you really rather use your paws? Well, maybe sometime, if you're a very good boy. But I'm worried your little toy has been giving you delusions of independence. It belongs to Mommy as much as the rest of you, so Mommy will take care of it from now on. Understood? I hear you trying not to whine, pet, but I also feel you growing down there. Why is it so hard to admit you like the thought of Mommy controlling your cock from now on? I guess I've given you too much credit, huh? Oh, you're still a bit of a brat. But that's all right, puppy. Mommy's gonna cure all that today. I promise. Now, give my boots those kisses you owe me, and go fetch your leash. Good boy. Such a good boy. I'm sorry I'm getting flustered, baby. I've just dreamed of this since I adopted you. My obedient little puppy, leash in his mouth, begging Mommy to take him to the next stage of his training. Well, I guess you're not technically begging yet. Go ahead and fix that boy.
Now.
Uh-huh, that's right. Paws up, back straight. Good boy! Go ahead and wag your tail a little, too. Aw, look at puppy blush. Is that you remembering what happened last time I asked? And you refused. That was a fun punishment, wasn't it? Or is it just because it feels so good to obey now? Uh-oh, pet. Your other tail is giving you away. Looks like little Mr. Never Gonna Do Any Tricks didn't know himself as well as he thought, huh? Well, Mommy doesn't want to say she told you so, but... Oh, no, not again. Baby, shh, it's all right. I know it hurts your little puppy brain when Mommy reminds you how right she was about you, about everything. But you. Sweetie, you don't still think you're strong or smart enough to escape, I hope. Or rather, more importantly, you're not proud enough to want to escape.
Are you?
Aww, good boy. Look at those little puppy dog eyes. Ugh. You can't see yourself, so you don't know how much different you looked the last time I asked you that. It was right after you had tried, and you were so scared. Of course, fear is temporary, but now... You realized you're better off under my control, haven't you? Oh, Mommy's so proud of you! But you're not quite there, little one. I know. You're still afraid to accept what you are. But... Really, you've already accepted it, sweetheart? Wanna know how Mommy knows? Because what you're really afraid of, your only fear for some time now, is that you might do the wrong thing, or disobey Mommy, and suffer for it. Well, don't be afraid, pet. You'll have a chance to solve both of those problems real soon. So give Mommy your leash, and
follow.
Come on, puppy, come on in. Uh-huh. That's right. You've never been here before, have you?
This is Mommy's bedroom.
Aw, why are you looking at the cage?
Do you miss yours already?
Well, we'll get to that. For now, come up on the bed with me.
Come on, boy. It's okay. You have Mommy's permission. Get up here. There you go. There's a good... Oh, was that a little whine? Well, it is the softest thing you've been on in a while, isn't it? Do you like it, puppy? Well, if not, I can kick you right back off.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Good boy. Now cuddle up nice and close. There you go. That's right. Oh, did puppy just put his paws around me? Did I give you permission for that? No. Keep them there. I'll let it slide. Just this once. Look at you. So affectionate all of a sudden.
I said keep them there.
Oh, you're so adorable, you know that. My little boy. Trying to act all tough when he can't even resist giving Mommy a hug. Maybe because Puppy secretly needs a hug too. Uh-huh, yes you do. Oh, look at you shuddering. Don't worry, baby. This is just your training paying off. Uh-huh, come on. Did you really not notice? Or did you really think you were being defiant all this time? Well, maybe from Puppy's perspective. But make no mistake. One of Mommy's happiest memories is the first time Puppy didn't flinch when she touched him. And the first time he bit his lip, got hard. What? You didn't think I didn't notice just because I didn't say anything? No, you were just too shy at the time. You would have overreacted. And Mommy would have had to punish you. And, yeah, this was a much better idea. Letting you believe you were a sneaky little rebel this whole time. Which, I mean, I might believe if you managed to, say, not whine if I started scratching behind your ear. Yeah, Mommy didn't think so. But Puppy's the one who needs convincing, huh? Well, let's start with these, okay? That's right. You remember these, don't you? Mommy's big breasts. Mommy certainly remembers you biting them the first time she asked for a kiss. But Puppy's not silly enough to do that again. Or is he? You must have noticed I've put your leash down, baby. Maybe this is the moment you've been biding your time for. If so, what are you waiting for? Are you wondering what I'll do to you if you try it? No, baby. Mommy doesn't want you to have nightmares. So you'll just have to decide for yourself. Good boy. Such a good little boy. Mommy finally gives you a choice, and you make the right one. Mommy will need to teach her smart boy more tricks now, won't she? Oh, sweetheart. Did Mommy scare you? I'm so sorry, baby. I know choices are scary. I won't do it again. I promise. Now, you just lick and suck while Mommy takes care of your cock. Oh my. How did this happen? Was it your tail wagging, walking up here, Mommy's tits? Well, you're not gonna last too long, are you, boy? All right. Just a simple countdown, then. Puppy can count to 10 at least, yeah? Good boy. 10, 9, 8. Suck a little harder. You can do better than that, puppy. 7, 6, 5. So hard for me. 4, 3. Ooh, almost there. Can you hold it, puppy? Can you wait for me to get down to the last number? 2. Good puppy. Perfect puppy. 1. So that's how my puppy looks on the edge. Look at your little toes. Oh. You're such a cry baby. All right. Come. Mm-hmm. Good boy. Keep coming. That felt good, didn't it, baby? Shh. You don't have to move. Mommy knows you're tired. Just say, aww. What? You don't like it? Aw, you'll get used to it, sweetie. And if you keep up your good behavior, Mommy will feed you other treats, too. Doesn't that sound nice? Good boy. My palm, too. And between my fingers. Uh-huh. I'll take that as a yes. Now, does my shy little puppy want to sleep in his new cage, or... No? You'd rather stay with Mommy? Yeah? Good boy. Come here. Show Mommy your belly. Ah, puppy likes that, doesn't he? And your little ear. Relax now, puppy. Listen to Mommy's voice. Let Mommy take care of you. Good boy. You don't need to worry about anything. Mommy's here to make sure you're safe and sound. And protected and full. You don't need to worry about anything except what Mommy wants to give you. Good boy. Good puppy.